691-2608 today.
With explosives at a Michigan mosque. Boy, you hate to hear that kind of stuff, don't you? While Egypt, there's all kinds of chaos in the streets. Mubarak not looking good as the president of the future for that country if the reformers have their way. In other words, all of the Muslims and the Christians that are protesting together in the streets and defying the whole curfew thing. It is daytime, and planes are on the way to pull out those Americans. Charters are being sent there and get them to Europe. Americans are advised not to go to Egypt, duh, of course, because of what you see happening. There's arson, and there's these big protests, and you've got 450,000 soldiers and cops and whatnot who are combing literally the streets in Cairo and Alexandria and whatnot. Sad to see, actually, because when you think of Egypt, I have had many friends. I haven't done it myself, but I've had many friends who have gone to Egypt and would say great things about the pyramids or, you know, whatever. Not great things about the camels and how it stinks around the pyramids, but just what it was like to see some of those treasures there, and those treasures were in jeopardy from the looters. So this show is America Tonight. If you've never heard it before, the best in overnight programming as we kick it all over the place. And we're kicking the can, excuse me, down the road with you. Easy to say that asbestos getting my lungs from the satellite studio. But when asbestos isn't flying around in my home studio, we're doing okay on the overnight highway. And we're inviting you, of course, always to throw in your 2 cents. Some of it's light, some of it's heavy, and it's all about the water cooler buzz. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So all eyes are certainly on Egypt, and what does it mean? What it means for the stock market is probably bad news and fears. So what's going to happen on the stock market floor? But if we're not talking about the money, we're talking about money in the United States, all the U.S. is saying is let's have an orderly transition to lasting democracy in Egypt. So in other words, they're not saying jack. They're staying out of the fray because this is an American ally, and it's threatening stability in the Middle East, to say the least. Jordan could be the next domino. They've already had a few protests there, and stability is always the big factor when it comes to the Pandora's box that is all of the states combined, all of the countries, rather, combined in the Middle East when you look at that map. So this was a bad one to see this flare up in Egypt, particularly since we've given them so much bloody money over the past decades and in the last couple of years. And most of that, in fact, all of it, a big chunk of it, goes to the military. So in the transition, what's the concern? Who jumps into power and what is their relationship with the United States? That's what the main objective is going to be. What's the relationship going to be with the United States? And Mubarak, who's older than dirt, and there should be a change, really, if you think about it, by all accounts. It's like, why were there, this is the problem. This guy has had a death grip on the presidency there for just way too long. So you got all these protesters, you got the fighter jets flying overhead trying to keep a lid on whatever it is that's happening down below. And it's just a jockeying for power, for leadership, for this mass movement that suddenly came out of nowhere. It probably didn't come out of nowhere. It was probably planned for more than a week. Just like in Iran, we saw that with the elections, the protests over the elections, it's the same thing. So to the people there, it's not out of nowhere. But now we're in the seventh day of this. You have people getting removed from that country for fear of what's happening there. And in Washington, you have the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, just really avoiding direct answers, dancing all over the floor when she was talking to Fox and others, just saying the same statement that I've already said as we cracked open the microphone in this hour. We've been very clear. We want to see a transition to democracy, and we want to see the kind of steps taken that will bring that about. Okay. So you're not telling us anything. And even Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, of course, what would be his interest in this? Well, the peace agreement between Egypt and Israel, he doesn't want to have a problem with that. This is 3 decades. Look, he's got his own problems with all kinds of countries. He doesn't need another one with Egypt. So Mubarak is trying to appease the people, but it's not working. He got rid of his cabinet. He appointed a new VP, a new prime minister. But really, they're the same people from the regime he had before. So now the former head of the UN watchdog agency, if you will, has kind of a following with the younger people in this grassroots, I'm going to call it grassroots movement. And is he somebody who takes over the reins? And Al-Baradei is his name, but I'm not so sure, because he's also someone who hasn't been hanging around Egypt's problems either. He's a Nobel Prize winner, and he's been traveling around, and he hasn't been in the thick of it. And the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood wants to establish an Islamist state in Egypt, and they've made, they've made statements that they're willing to let him act as kind of the point man for it. But ultimately, is this the guy who's embraced if Mubarak, in fact, is out? You've got hundreds of people, Christians and Muslims, actually protesting together in Egypt. I think, frankly, on the world stage, really, they don't know what to do. So they're dancing around the words. They're choosing them carefully as to what they say, because they don't know what's going to happen here. And America's not sending in anybody. Not even an envoy, other than we're sending in a plane, we're getting them out, we're closed down the Cairo embassy, poof, that's it. That's all we're doing. We're backing out of this because, geez, we've given Mubarak tons of money. He's our guy. Now we got to back out of this. If he's not going to be the guy, we're backing out of this, and then we're going to support, yeah, peaceful democracy, voice of the people, freedoms. We don't want to get caught in this web. I'm sure Mubarak is fuming, because if anything, he would want a much stronger statement from the United States, but backing him. But that hasn't happened, of course. And there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that are vowing to continue to do what they've been doing for the last 7 days. And because at some points, and maybe this is when they're overwhelmed by the crowds, the police have disappeared. So there's been armed robberies. I mentioned the fires cropping up in some of the cities around the country. They've had problems with looting, even in the Egyptian museum that has all of the treasures when they're not out on tour of King Tut and the mummies. Mm-hmm. Like I said, when you think of visiting Egypt and seeing all it has to offer, it was almost pilfered. But apparently whoever was looting, they weren't able to get away with any of that. So that was a kind of a blessing in disguise, I would say more than a blessing in disguise for the people of that country, because they don't want to lose that chunk of history, to say the least. All right, coming up on the flip side, under the bus. Yeah, we got another one of those. Who threw who under the bus? That's coming up around the bend.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y Diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed. From AffinityDiet.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
About Egypt and what the U.S.'s role should be, if any, or what the concern should be. Hey, throw it in. 800-259-5791. I think everybody out there is kind of just drunk with food from the weekend. You know, that's how it is. There's something about psychologically about Sunday into Monday that is so brutal for so many of us. It is. It is a psychological thing. There have been songs written about it. You mean it's Monday again already? I can't believe it. So re-racking the week, I think the biggest throw them under the bus moment came when Charlie Sheen decided to check into rehab. This guy is, I mean, just the worst. We don't really care about Hollywood here. Not really. We talk about it just every once in a while, and I don't want to be like TMZ because I don't care, except for that it's worth a quick mention. It is throwing him under the bus, and the reason I say he's throwing him under the bus is because now he's jacking with his fellow actors' paychecks, and that's a no-no because they had to halt production on Two and a Half Men, CBS and Warner Brothers, and this show has been going for a long time. He's making a gazillion dollars off of it. So he voluntarily entered a rehab center for treatment on Friday. And, of course, they're just like the politicians. They got it down. They got their people. Instead of little minions running around the Capitol, they have little minions running around all over Hollywood. I mean, you could really replace the people. And they just released a statement that he is most grateful to all who have expressed their concern. Well, he was rushed to Cedars-Sinai Center, where he was treated for pain related to a hernia. But the word is that he was partying with a couple of women, and apparently they're saying it was an adverse allergic reaction and some other things. Just sounds very similar to what they said in New York. But apparently, allegedly, he was doing heavy drugs. He partied himself back into rehab again. So what's the reaction to the from the live audience in Minneapolis to Charlie Sheen throwing his co-workers? Yeah. Costing that little cute kid some money, his family some money. What's the other guy, John Cryer's in that, costing him some money? I mean, how much does he lose a day? So that's what happens when you're constantly in rehab, Charlie. Chuck, you need to stay out of rehab. You got to help your fellow actors. Give me a break. Give me a break with this. All right, so back to a few more things that probably affect us a little bit more than Charlie Sheen. Although that was just too good to, you know, that was just too good to resist, I think. How about this? I read this deal when I was coming back on the plane from Washington. And this is for our friends in Canada and others. We've talked about the, you know, oil prices. I always watch what's happening with a barrel, you know, on the New York Mercantile Exchange, where it's going, so you know when you pull up to the pump how much money you're going to pay. You know, we squeal here in America when we get up to $4 a gallon. Well, higher oil prices and refining profits, I guess, are huge for Canadian oil companies. You know, we get oil from Canada. People forget that. They think everything is just pumped in from the Middle East, but that's not true. And in Canada, boy, they're getting a real boost with the oil companies. And it's shown because, you know, you look at the New York Mercantile Exchange, I want to say Friday it was like at 85 something a barrel. So that's been up, 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 up. And, of course, if you're in the oil business, this is music to your ears, you know, period. But if you're in the driving my car to work business, you don't want to see that continue to go through the ceiling. And you don't want to see, you know, really OPEC is like the mafia. The crazy, really, they have the crazy stranglehold on just way too much oil. But it's not all the oil. A lot of ours comes from Canada. So the key thing here is the pipelines and the capacities and what's happening in Alberta for them to cash in on the crude and what we get back to in the United States. And I'll tell you what, you know, all this conversation about alternatives, oh, the electric cars and what's happening with electric cars, oh, and ethanol and whatever. I mean, baloney. This is not happening anytime soon. It's kind of like in the President's State of the Union address when he was mentioning solar panels. Yeah, solar panels. Ooh. And five people clapped. And they were definitely mostly Democrats. So the whole let's go green thing. We're not seeing that happen anytime soon. I think when I was born, they were talking about going green. And that's been a while, and we haven't progressed very far down the line of going green. And the whole idea with the ethanol, enough plants aren't up. See, where we really missed the boat is on nuclear energy because of Three Mile Island and the panic over nuclear energy. This is where the French are kicking everyone's rear ends. Lower cost. It's the fuel of choice, safe, they haven't had any problems, and we just, boom, that's just off the radar. Very little nuclear powers talked about, and that truly could have been what saved some of these debates over where we're headed in the future when it comes to what we're going to be using oil supplies and what's oil going to cost and how much are we going to pay for gasoline versus electric. And you know, there's a misnomer, too, about electric cars. Because always what it is how much is it going to cost? What are you paying for electricity? Where do you plug the cars in? Where are you getting? How much do you get on the highway? And you start to look at it from all different angles. I'm not saying it's not a good thing, because I'm not anti coming up with other alternatives. I think where we missed it, and we've had people on the show, and we will again, where we really missed the boat was in the nuclear energy department, because here we were already on that right road. So what you're seeing in France and how they're pumping that out, we certainly could have done the same thing, but did not. So you got the Canadian oil producers who are seeing higher profits, and of course they are, because there's demand. There certainly is demand for it when you look at what a barrel is costing, and it's boosting the profits, and it's helping the country's oil companies, and it's probably going to continue to help them in the next upcoming weeks the way it's looking. You know, the conversation is we may see oil get up to $100 a barrel. That's when you pull out your bicycle and you really get yourself into shape. Or this is when we start to have these conversations about carpooling or more working from home or virtual offices and that kind of thing. It dies. See, it goes up to $4, gets close to $4, and then the conversation dies. Gets closer to $4, and then the conversation dies. But how many of you are feeling pinched by how much oil costs? How much are you feeling with whatever it is you do for a living? If you have to drive, they say the average American drives 45 minutes to work. So if you're driving 45 minutes, you know, you're using some gasoline both ways. And if you're taking public transportation, I mean, that much better for you, I'm sure, because whatever the ticket is you're punching, it's probably much cheaper than it would be to fill up your car. And when you start to see that number creep up, then think about the fact that we really blew it with nuclear energy, because that could have been the frontier. Maybe ethanol, too, but ethanol wasn't produced, couldn't be produced as easily in the United States, and there's not enough plants to deal with that. And they're not going up very fast. So even though these conversations keep coming up year after year, it's slow moving. I mean, I know there's exceptions to this rule, but it is very, very slow moving. And where nuclear really, really could have been the thing, I realize about Three Mile Island, yes, but it could have been done safely, and it could have been, I think, done in a much broader capacity if it wasn't shot down by so many environmentalists. I think it could have propelled us in a much different direction. Of course, the oil company giants, who also supplied a lot of the money to the politicians, didn't want to really see that either. So they may have had something to do with that shut off. They were probably encouraging the environmentalists. It's always what's in it for me. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail. Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
America Tonight, the name of the show. Here we are, kicking off another week across America and beyond the borders. Hi to everybody listening to us through chat and other methods. I know listening through the internet, etc. Listening to us in Sweden and Australia and the UK and other parts. Thanks for joining us on the show. Remember, you can always be a part of it, too. Shoot us an email, americatonight.net. Or call us at 800-259-5791. Of course, Egypt is the big story that's being discussed, and it should be, because this is an ally of the U.S. in a very dangerous territory overall called the Middle East, or as I like to call it, the hornet's nest. You never know when a hornet is going to come out and bite you. And this hornet came out of nowhere, I think. And at this point, it's all about politics in the U.S. and how they're playing this off. No envoys really been sent. There have been conversations about what to do in the face of this, I think, behind closed doors for sure. But not much has been released. There's caution with the Republicans, too, and certainly the Democrats and the president. His take on it is, the smooth transition and peace and what the people want and whatever, but pretty much staying out of it. But what's at stake for the U.S.? You look at the Suez Canal and the amount of ships that go through there and how fast they can go through there with supplies and the certainly a connector Egypt is in the Middle East, the peace of the Middle East Accord with Israel, and that's been in place for 30-plus years. And now you have this powder keg. It's eerie. It looks like 1979, the people are dressed more westernized, but there's tanks all over the place, and there's police all over the place, and more soldiers than anything. Fires cropping up and an outcrying by the people saying, hey, we want freedom, man. We want a democracy. Mubarak needs to go. But the U.S. isn't saying Mubarak needs to go. They're not stepping that far into the middle of this. So without further ado, a lot of your emails had to do with this. Let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one is from Dennis McMahon, my favorite lawyer. I really do like lawyers. Some of them. It's just small group of them. Anyway, Dennis listens to us in one of my favorite spots in Vermont, WVMT. And he says, the parallels between the gushing democracy reaction and the reality of the similarities in Egypt to that of the Iranian Revolution are overwhelming. True. Let's not forget democracy in Russia resulted in an unstable neo-fascist type predatory capitalist regime that is as dangerous to American interests now as it was in the Cold War. Touche. Sure, we need to help human rights there, but we need a mature and powerful envoy to prevent history from repeating itself there. Well said, Dennis. Yes, why do we care about this? We hear what he says. What happens when you have a replacement player? What does it do to our interests? And Russia was a good example as to what could jump in place. Now, what he says, kind of a follow-up to that, was in another email. Dennis says, I think if Obama would send a really special envoy, former President George W. Bush, to Cairo, it would be a sign of respect to our Egyptian friends, both in the streets and homes and in the government. Oh, I'll tell you what, there is no way that is happening. I would be stunned. In fact, I would say there's a better chance that hell would freeze over before Bush would be sent on an envoy from President Obama. No. Uh-uh. I don't see that happening. And the president is laying in the weeds. They're having to respond, but carefully responding. And you think of peace in the Middle East, in this story, is not getting a tremendous amount of play, but it really is a big deal as to how things shake out. All right, here's one from Carrie Edison, who says, what do you think of what's going on with the GOP's reaction to Egypt? How would you classify that? I think it's kind of mixed, Kate. I've seen a few responses on the various shows as I flipped around, but I'm not getting a sense that there's any unity here. I think they're kind of all over the map. You know what? In what I've seen, I would say that probably the same thing, because it's kind of tricky as to what the response should be. If you look at the Sunday shows, the House Speaker, John Boehner, was pretty nice about Obama. He kind of said in his own words that he liked the president's handling of the demonstrations against Mubarak, and even went to the point of saying that to almost say that he was part of the administration. And he says, I even wrote it down. He said, I think the administration, our administration, wow. I think the administration, our administration so far has handled the tense situation pretty well. Clearly reforms need to occur in Egypt and frankly any place around the world where people are calling out for freedom and democracy. I think we have a responsibility to respond, though. That's what he did say. And I think listening to the Egyptian people working with the government to bring more democratic reform is all in the right direction. And he was on, I want to say he was on Fox. And you also had Mitch McConnell's always on somewhere, but the Senate Minority Leader said pretty much the same thing when he was on NBC, saying, you know, there's really no criticism of Obama or even Clinton at this point because they can't give the Egyptians advice about who their leadership is. That's beyond the reach of the U.S., and we need to speak as one voice. So pretty much they're doing that, except for John McCain, who thinks that the administration has been slow in reacting to the events, and he thinks that they need to pounce, they need to get ahead of this. They should be ahead of this whole thing. And there are other people who say that the same thing, which is what I'm saying. I'm saying that they're laying in the weeds, is my expression, and not really doing much. They're not really doing much with this. I think just trying to see it shake out. But when you have John Boehner and you have Mitch McConnell saying, hey, the president, you know, we don't need criticisms. He's doing okay. They're going to take that and they're going to run with it. I mean, it's almost like Obama is moving a little bit, shifting a little bit beyond center. If you listen to some of the things that were said in that State of the Union address, and now you see how he's handling this and hanging in there with the Republicans agreeing. Pretty much the Republican response is saying, except for a few, they're saying, well, you know, really the administration has to see what happens, and we support any kind of a Democratic movement, but we have to see where we're headed. But you have to ask yourself, is that making a mistake? I mean, what happens here when you have kind of a revolution? Well, it is a revolution. And you don't set any kind of a delegation of any sort. Would this ultimately, where does the U.S. end up? Where do they end up when everything shakes out? Unless Mubarak, I guess, if Mubarak stays in power, he may still feel slighted by the United States, even though he's gotten all that money over all those years, and most of it has been used for military expenses. He still may feel slighted because he's not getting the support that he wanted. I think he's out, though. I think they'll get him out. All right, here's another one. This one is from Eric C., listening to us in Austin. Hey, America, tonight, I listen to you all the time. I got to say, I miss the dungeon. When are you bringing back the dungeon? Eric, we can't do the dungeon too much. I hate it when, you know, I was saying we want to get rid of dead horses running around the studio too much. So we don't want to just roll out the dungeon every single show. We probably could do that. But we have one coming up later this week. I think I have a pretty good one. I already have my eyes on someone. For people who don't know, I'll throw somebody in the dungeon and then I send them a key and invite them to come on the show. And it could be really anyone, somebody who's infamous or famous or for whatever reasons. Usually they bungled something, and that's why I would put them in our little old dungeon. And then we see if they accept the key and end up coming on the show and being a guest. But I promise you, by the end of the week, I have a feeling we've got a candidate for the dungeon. Here's one from Mary Beth Wright. She says, hello, Kate Delaney. I enjoyed your trip to Washington. I was listening during one of the shows, and I have to say, I don't know if you've gotten much reaction to this. I like the idea that you did a pro and a con, and you had a different sort of slant on this and letting the people really talk. I got some good information, and it's funny. It seemed like there was spin coming out of both camps, especially when you talked about the CBO. There was either praise for the CBO and an emphasis that it was nonpartisan and that it's been around forever, or it was death to the CBO because they always seem to jack with the Republicans. Touche. That was one of the things that came out. Dan Gaynor talked to us, and he said it was ridiculous, the numbers were so off. And, of course, health care was going to cost more. And then we had somebody else come on that told us, no. The numbers are always right. They try to come up with the best number they can to whoever's in place and whatever it is that they're trying to do. And, oh.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
For a while, because we're going to be talking about this, we know, probably for the next couple of weeks. We'll wait and see how this all shakes out. You know how I feel. Egypt, now with this whole transition to a democracy, is it really going to happen? How does it, how ultimately is the U.S. going to play out in this one? Hey, big ally, does it go down the drain? Think of all the money that has been propped into the hands of those in power in Egypt, and who knows if we don't get that warm reception, and you think of the Suez Canal and how important it is to be able to whip through there for all the soldiers and all the interests that we have in the Middle East. At this point, if everything blows up, whether it's Jordan next and we see the dominoes start to fall, boy, then we want to just get out. It may be time, boom, we're gone. And that could happen, trust me, in a blink of an eye before you know it. And I think that Dennis McMahon, we were checking the email, his reference to remember what happened in Russia absolutely remember what happened there. And will we see a similar thing happen in Egypt? There's some real dangers here, no doubt, no doubt. So you're going to hang on with us. We're going to go to the phone lines, and then we're going to zig back to a couple of other things that are happening. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Jay, thanks for the call. How you doing?
Good morning. I just wanted to share with you a little thought. The American people really need to wake up. The moratorium Obama's put on our oil. You got other countries drilling all over the Gulf. China getting all the rights to drill in the Middle East, and we're going to be stuck buying foreign oil. It's going to break down for the American consumers. I'm just going to give you a quick example.
Sure.
As beef, for a matter of fact, not what it takes to get it to the feed store, but you got from the feed stores, you got to truck the feed to the farms, then you got to truck the cattle to the butcher shops, which then have to truck it to the distribution centers, which have to truck it to the stores. And that's why you're seeing $5 to $10 a pound for steaks. I drive a truck. I'm self-employed. My fuel bill runs me more than $350 a day. There's more than 50 cents a gallon of tax. My highway use tax is $550 a year. My license plate fees are $2,500 a year, let alone maintenance on the vehicles. So you can see how that escalates quickly, why a loaf of bread's over $2, and that's why your guys' grocery bills are all going up.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Because of the cost of fuel. My fuel bill is roughly $1,800 a week for 5 days.
Woo!
So, and that's just for the fuel.
No kidding, that's terrible.
So the people that are paying the higher dollar at the pumps, as that rises, so is the price of diesel, which is about 50 cents, 40 to 50 cents higher than gasoline. And the trucks average about 6 gallons or 6 miles per gallon is what the trucks on the road average. And it's just going to end up costing the American public more and more and more money because of the price of oil. And it's all passed into the stores, and everything you wear, everything you buy comes in one fashion or another on a truck.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. Jay, I'm so glad you called. I was talking earlier about, you know, all this talk about developing other oil, developing other sources. And, you know, every decade we're talking about this. And I said where we really missed out, some of it was on the nuclear side. But on the oil side, we are killing ourselves. Because, absolutely, you made such a great point. We've talked about that before. Everybody else, especially China, that was a great example. They are drilling all over the place. You know what they're doing? They're in these countries, and they're building it up. They're building up those oil resources. That's why they're going to be the number one superpower. Because they're going to be a super, they already are a superpower. They're going to be number one. They're going to completely overtake the United States in more than just a few areas. And a lot of that has to do with
our reserves are high enough. I mean, if they would allow us, American workers and American oil companies, to drill, that would keep the cost down and would also keep us from having to import so much. But I enjoy the show, Kate. I appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, Jay. Good points. It's funny. It comes to play in what I was talking about earlier about oil and what's happening to us. I was talking about that we are getting oil from Canada, too, and how the Canadians were excited about oil going up because the companies, the oil companies, were making some money on it. And he's right. How much are you paying for a loaf of bread? How much are you paying for groceries? It's astounding, I think, how much the groceries have gone up. Now more than ever, I notice when I've gone to the store, I look around and you see people who before couldn't be bothered with the whole coupon thing, you know, cutting them out. Hey, who wants to do that? And I'm not sitting around with paper. I will see manly men coming in and whipping out some, like somebody, they're probably their wife or somebody's giving them the coupons. They are in there with the coupons, using them to get the food because it's crazy by the time you get any kind of meat. And if you get not just bread, but the other essentials, it's nuts what you're paying at the store. I don't know how people with big families and limited income do it. The middle class is just shrinking into oblivion because I cannot imagine that they can afford the what we have happening. That's why the idea of taxes going up have people with their hair on fire or certain exemptions not there. And, of course, and the reason is because they can't afford anymore. They can't afford it. It's like I was reading this story the other day even about credit cards. And, you know, granted, you can say, well, that's, I'll hear people say, so high and mighty, well, that's irresponsible for people to get credit cards. Well, of course, they were offered up to credit. You know, even to rent a car, you need a credit card. I don't know if they let you rent cars anymore with that, or ever have without a credit card. So credit card rates, when we were supposedly having all this credit card reform, the APR on some of these credit cards are unbelievable. And for the dumbest of reasons, those APRs will kick in. A lot of times, it's almost like a game of, it's almost like they're tricking you. It's almost like you're playing poker and who can bluff who. And then if you call them up and berate them enough and threaten to drop or whatever, they may lower that rate. But to have a credit card APR of 59%, you got to be kidding me. You got to lose that. You got to lose that card if you got one of those. Because between everything else, like Jay was just talking about with fuel, and I know there's a lot of truckers listening to us, and I know that you're probably shaking your head in agreement with what Jay just said because of the cost of fuel and then ultimately what it's passed on to. And that's why we're seeing the incredible numbers that we're seeing for food or for other things that you're buying. It's funny because also Donald Trump decided, you know, he's always speaking out. He used to go on Larry King and talk about what was happening with the economy or who the president or whatever. But now he's lashing out on just Obama in general and what's happened since he's been in the White House and saying and for what it's worth, who knows if it's real or not, but you never know. Maybe he jumps into the game. He says, you know, I might just run for president in 2012 because I cannot believe what's going on with OPEC especially. And when you look at oil prices, what this is doing to us and how catastrophic it is and how dangerous it is in the direction that we're headed. If you're going to get $110 for a barrel, well, if you have oil stock, it's good. If you've got any money in oil, it's good for you, but it's not good for everybody else because we're tanking. We're going to tank on that. And he's right. OPEC, really, we need to get out of the business of OPEC. If they're talking about pushing oil prices to even higher than that, $200 a barrel, then all of us are working from home. $100's far too high, but $200, I mean, we're dead on arrival if it's that. Can you imagine, Jay, how much his fuel would be for his truck and for the rest of you? Be rough.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.